We have somebody here joining us who spent some time in Nashville this morning during our live music segment. I'm looking forward to getting to know him along with you as he gets ready to play. He'll open up with a song, and then, as is our style, we'll talk in between the songs he plays. So please join me now in welcoming Steve Sabosley of Blues of Colors.
Good morning. The song's called Your Face.
I never thought this could be any bit different than the last mystery. She's doing it again, oh my God. I can't believe it's happening again, yeah. I thought I saw you, but you didn't look the same. Girl without a face, she only makes a sound. Hey, hey, what you doing? Hey, hey, we're our only kind. Hey, hey, love your grammar, it always improves mine. Your face in my mind, I'm trapped in Eastern time. Your face in my mind, I'm trapped in Eastern time. Growing older, but your voice still sounds the same. You seem to be content, but less than 7 out of 10. Hey, hey, name a place and hey, hey, take that leap of faith. Hey, hey, so impatient for this escapade to be. Your face in my mind, I'm trapped in Eastern time. Your fate is in my hands, I'm trapped. Than the last mystery, she's doing it again, oh my God. I can't believe it's happening again, yeah. I never thought this could be any bit different than the last mystery, she's doing it again, oh my God. I can't believe it's happening again. Your face my mind, I'm trapped in Eastern time. Your fate is in my hands, but I'm trapped.
That is Steve Sabosley of Blue Colors. That's a nice song.
Hey, thank you so much.
When did you write that?
I wrote that song in 2011. I was on the L train in going from Brooklyn to Manhattan. And it was one of those songs that all of a sudden just appeared in my head. And I sang it into my phone. And people thought I looked crazy on the train. But I guess in New York.
Even in that context, you still looked crazy.
Or maybe I was just blending in. I don't know. But I remember when I arrived to meet a friend of mine that I was going to see, that I was just I had the best night because I knew that I had that one in the bag just like that.
Do you know the song Marrakesh Express by Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
I do not.
A huge hit for them. It's well known among radio people because it's about 2 minutes and 18 seconds long, so it used to be a great song to play when you needed a really good song that was short. But it was written on a train as well, and in about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I never knew that. I think you'd recognize it if you heard it. It was a huge hit. And Graham Nash commented that, you know, he just looked around at me and he wrote the song and it was all said and done. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Pittsburgh originally?
Yeah. So I grew up outside of Pittsburgh in a town called Bell Vernon in the Mon Valley.
Sure.
And when I was in high school, I started playing guitar. And a couple months later, I started a band called Punchline, which I'm still in. So that's been almost 20 years ago. And
same guys?
Three of the four same guys. So pretty. We could call that
That's
over time.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. We started playing locally, you know, in the Mon Valley, and then we started coming down to Pittsburgh more and more and started opening up for national acts at this place called Club Laga, built a real nice fan base, and then started playing, you know, regionally, and then we started playing nationally, and then we got signed to a record label called Fueled by Ramen. And we toured relentlessly for a decade.
Wow.
On the road, 200 shows a year. It was pretty intense.
Were you fueled by ramen?
We were fueled by something.
Yeah.
And after 2010 or so, we released a record and our fans. No, this was 2012. We released an EP called So Nice to Meet You, and our fan base really promoted it online like crazy, and it got to number one on the iTunes rock charts.
That's great.
Yeah, it was cool to like do that it was like our, you know, entrance into the digital age, and did that on, you know, $0 spent on marketing, which is always really nice to see that, you know, it's not about the money that gets you seen. It's about the idea.
Now, was that self-released?
That was self-released.
Okay, that's even greater.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're actually...
So around that time, we started seeing, exploring other avenues in music. I started doing this Blue of Colors thing, which is just, you know, my other project that's, I guess, a little more indie rock. And then I also got into producing bands and music myself and doing some music for television. So I've just been in the music since, you know, I was 15 or 16, just every day wake up and want to do it.
That's terrific. This gentleman's name is Steve Sabosley, and it's good to have him with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about his time away from Pittsburgh after the next song, but what would you like to play next?
I think I'm going to play a song called Watch Your Mouth that is about a couple that refuses to split up because they're just too lazy to face the issues.
I was in the backyard looking in the mirror. You were in the bedroom seeing it much clearer. We were not meant to be, but sometimes it's alright. I don't disagree, but girl, you got some nerve saying I don't give you half what you deserve. Meet me in the kitchen, listen, tell me, is this absurd? while and see if it gets better. Although we realize that won't happen ever. You're too comfortable to change. I'm too tired to run away. So let's just wait a while and see if it gets better. I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know how I didn't see that we were sinking. I hate you when you're drunk. You hate me when you're drinking. We were not meant to be, but sometimes it's alright. La-da-da-da. I don't disagree, but girl, you got some nerve saying I don't give you half what you deserve. Meet me in the kitchen. Listen, tell me, is this a we could wait a while and see if it gets better. Although we realize that won't happen ever. You're too comfortable to change. I'm too tired to run away. So let's just wait a while and see if it gets better. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You have a little drink and you let it all out. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Looks like we're stuck together. Looks like we're stuck together. Looks like we're stuck together. Looks like we're stuck. We could wait a while and see if it gets better. Although we realize that won't happen ever. Too comfortable to change. Too tired to run away. So let's just wait a while and see if it gets better.
That's a great song. I'm not. That's probably a pretty common theme, and I'm not sure if I've ever heard a song. I've heard a lot of songs express that.
I'm happy to say it is not autobiographical.
I wouldn't have asked you, but I'm also happy to hear that.
I mean, you see that a lot. You see a lot of couples who you're like, man, why? Why are you guys together? You know?
Yeah.
You have so much life to live.
You sure do. Steve Sabosley here with us. I keep wanting to make sure I get your name exactly right. Let me spell it for you, though, as you listen. Not for Steve, but for you. It's Sobosley, Sabosley.
That is correct.
And today he's Steve Sabosley of Blues of Colors, but the band Punchline, you heard him talk about before. Now, off the air, which I very rarely talk too much off the air because I'd rather we talk on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
But Chad Green is off today, so I was I'm doubling his sound guy today. And you mentioned living in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit more about that. What made you decide to go, and what was it like for you there?
So I moved to Nashville in 2013.
So this was after the EP doing so well?
Yeah. So I got into doing music for TV shows through a company in Los Angeles. And I'd never really been into recording. I'd always done like demos and stuff, but demos that were just for, you know, myself to like work out songwriting ideas. So I got into doing recording and became pretty obsessed with that and decided to just throw myself into the fire and go down to Nashville and opened up a small recording studio, started recording people down there, and just learned a lot in 3 years. I mean, putting myself into that space where, I mean, everybody there is a songwriter. Me and my girlfriend always had this joke when we'd be driving along the driving down the road and we'd see, you know, construction workers up on the roof, and, you know, we'd say like, oh, they're just songwriters who work, you know, work in the daytime. Or we'd see some kids be like, oh, songwriters, everybody's writing songs. So I did this recording studio, and then after a while, there's this thing going on in Nashville where they're tearing down all the old recording studios or old buildings to make room for new condos for all the people that are moving there. And so a couple months ago, I got the notice that they were going to be tearing down the building where my recording studio was, which I was in the same studio as Butch Walker, a very famous, well-known producer and artist, Brendan Benson, who's in a band with Jack White called the Raconteurs, and there were a couple other studios in there, and they tore the building down, and it just broke my heart. And around that time, me and my girlfriend, we came back to Pittsburgh, and just, I love Nashville, and it's a great place, and I recommend it to everybody, but when it comes to charm, Pittsburgh has all the charm in the world, and so we wanted to come back and be a part of this city. And it's really exciting for me as a musician to come back, and I really want to be like involved in helping to grow the Pittsburgh music scene. So it's cool. I've been going around meeting with, you know, different concert promoters and studios in Pittsburgh just to kind of get a feel for like what's going on here, to see how I can help contribute. But I feel like culturally, Pittsburgh is so advanced when it comes to art and when it comes to technology. And I feel like the music scene, it's coming, but it just needs a little bit of a push.
Yeah, it's here. You need to sometimes look harder than you may need to in other places. But there's really all genres. There's quite a bit coming on. Now, I'm curious. You could have made a studio here and worked out of Pittsburgh or even out of Belle Vernon. But I guess for doing what you were doing in placing music and TV shows and maybe needing side musicians, was that what makes Nashville a good place to be to do that?
I mean, Nashville, you can get anyone who plays any instrument to come over in half an hour. Because
okay.
it's so small, it's so condensed, it's really crazy.
And there's so many of them.
I mean,
them
it
too.
Feels like if all of the musicians in Los Angeles just went and took over a city, you know, a tiny city. It's very small. I don't know why. Like when I moved there, I just assumed by like leaving where I'm from that I was going somewhere bigger. But it's a very tiny city.
The other thing I was curious about is creating music for TV. I know when you think about it, the amount, you start with the number of outlets for television alone, and then you consider radio, different genres, and films, and video games, and all of the kinds of programming or entertainment vehicles that are out there that need music to make it go, that need original music. And I think initially to some, the idea of, hey, you could be writing music that's going to be used in TV seems like, really? You're kidding me. But there really is quite a demand, isn't there? Of course, you need to be talented, but I would imagine there's a huge market there.
There is. I mean, if you start paying attention to all the music that's out there, it's great. I mean, there's music in every little tidbit of a commercial or advertisement that you hear. So there's definitely a demand for it, but there's a lot of people. There's definitely a lot of people doing it. But it's cool that the way that it seems, the way to break into doing music for film in TV is to collaborate with people. And, you know, the demand is highest for unique sounding music, you know, like avant-garde jazz music or like extreme metal, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's really cool because I feel like it's inspiring to work in that field because it makes you really reflect inward and find like what your unique talent is, rather than trying to sound like, you know, whatever's big on the radio.
Is there a standard to be sure you were treated properly from a professional standpoint? In other words, some makers of TV programming or other programming might want to buy something out at a certain rate, and regardless of the product selling, you know, 2 million copies, your music, you will not see anything else from that. Does it conform to a standard for selling that, or to make sure you're not exploited?
Well, what becomes difficult is that people want into that world so badly that they'll sell their music for very little, for, you know, almost nothing. A lot. You know, MTV, like a channel like MTV pays nothing up front. You only get paid for when it's played, which is, you know, small royalty for. So if you have your song on like a TV show like The Real World or something that's syndicated, you know, you'll make a few hundred bucks from it. But if you get a song in a TV show like Grey's Anatomy is like the show that everyone talks about, which I made the mistake of recently trying to watch an episode of that. And I know people love it. I just don't think that it's for me. to each his peach. But Grey's Anatomy is like the one. If you can get a song on there, you know, they'll pay like $50,000 a song.
And I guess it's similar to playing out. We joke about it a lot, is, you know, people will encourage you to play for nothing for the exposure. It was Woody Guthrie who said you can die from exposure to certain things. And this would be advice for folks that are considering selling songs commercially, is you really do want to be careful and not get exploited for doing that. It's a tough tension. You're right. You want to get out there and be seen and be recognized, but at the same time, you want to protect yourself too.
Yeah, I think for people at the beginning of their career, it's not so much exposure that they need as so much as a forum to practice within. But then at a certain point, people should definitely stop playing for the exposure. But that thing, I mean, that's the advice I give to anyone young and starting out in music, is just play behind closed doors and get good. Become a master of your craft, because if you can master your essence of songwriting, it will be the most, it's the most unique path you can take, because everybody's so different.
Well, and you're potentially hurting your peers too. Mm-hmm. If you, many of my music friends in Pittsburgh, we've actually, as a city, have gotten a little bit better about paying musicians and making sure they can earn a living, but it also takes some togetherness to make sure that you have people that are not heading into an antitrust or union situation necessarily, but just, you know, want to be sure that they can eat, because musicians need to do that. Speaking of which, you mentioned the EP. Are you or the band playing out anywhere coming up?
So we released a record. We signed a new record deal to a label called In Vogue Records in 2015, and we released a full-length album called Thrilled, which I'm super proud of, and we're working on the follow-up to that, which does not have a name yet. But the new record, the new Punchline record, is going to be the first record that I'm producing, which is a big challenge. So I've been recording for a while, but I've been a little hesitant to like work on our own albums. But this next album is going to be that. So pretty excited about
it. That'd be pretty hard to produce your own album, actually.
Yeah, definitely. It's really neat though, because I've been I would say that I've been the primary songwriter in the band. I mean, we all write, but I think I just write the most. But with this new record, I'm not the primary songwriter, so I'm like stepping back from that to be more of the producer and the filter for the ideas that the group is presenting as a whole. So that's been a really, really neat change in our process that I think is really good.
When will that be out?
That will be out sometime early summer.
Good. And you didn't give a year. Smart man. Early summer. So could be 17, 18, who knows? I do guarantee it will be out and in your hands the morning of your CD release party.
Yeah. Hey, I brought a Blue of Colors CD.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I'll take a look at this while you play. Oh, what a nice cover. It's called Small Little Pieces, and you can find it, it says modernshortstories.net. Are they the folks that release this, or should we go to your website?
That's our independent record label.
It's a nice-looking album.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, thank you, first of all. Where have you been, if you're just joining us? This is Steve Sabosley. There's a picture of him in our studio up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. What would you like to do next?
So I'm going to play a song from that album that I just handed you. So the song is called Coordinates, and the album's called Small Little Pieces, and it's if you search it on Google, you'll find it on Spotify if you want to give it a listen. But this song, Coordinates, I wrote, and another one of those songs that just kind of came pouring out. And I started playing around with some ideas for it, and I actually recorded this song with a chamber orchestra out of San Francisco called the Magic Magic Orchestra, who also played with Death Cab for Cutie on one of their last albums. And so the album version is a full chamber orchestra and drums and guitars and bass, and this version is going to be an acoustic guitar and a vocal.
Coordinates, they don't matter here, as far as you're concerned. I was shattered into the atmosphere, so now I matter. Small little pieces all over your world, they will speak to you, I'll be heard. Accumulating in your ear, I'll not be ignored. I was not a waste of time, as much as you were a waste of mine. Oh no, I was not a waste of time, as much as you were a waste of mine. I was abandoned into small little pieces all over your world, they will speak to you and all be heard. Accumulating in your ear, I'll not be ignored. I was not a waste of time, as much as you were a waste of mine. You can't sleep and this is not what you expected, so call it karma. I'm becoming everything you ever wanted, so how does that make you feel? You can only have me in small little pieces all over your world, they will speak to you.
Steve Zabosley of Blue of Colors. And that song is on the album Small Little Pieces. It's the song from which the album takes its name, but it's called Coordinates, if you're looking for it. Coordinates, the name of the song. We probably have time for one or two more. That's your call.
Cool, yeah. I'll play one more. I'll play a punchline song.
I don't want to put you to too much work. Where's your next gig?
So I just moved back to Pittsburgh. It's funny.
It's only been 2 months, right?
No, it's only been 2 weeks.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned they tore down the building.
Yeah, there was some lag time.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get you in this morning. That's great.
Thank you.
Where did you choose to live?
I'm living in Regent Square.
Nice place.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I live right by Frick Park.
Convenient and, place to go.
It's interesting coming back to the place that you're from, because I was wanted to move back but didn't want to fall back into old habits. Didn't want it to feel like I was taking a step back, but living in Regent Square and meeting new people, it just feels like a wonderful step forward.
Did you live anywhere other than Bel Vernon when
I went to I graduated from Pitt, so I lived in Oakland, I lived in Southside, I lived in Mount Washington, I lived in Bridgeville, all over the place.
But not in Regent Square.
Yeah, so. never on the first time on the east side.
Yeah, it's nice to, we live north of the city now in the Bellevue Avalon area, but my wife grew up in Beaver, I grew up in Churchill, and as much as we love those places, I do not think I would want to be, always in the exact same place.
Yeah.
It's nice to move around.
It's been really cool. We didn't really tell anybody that we were moving back, just family and very close friends. I haven't even written on the internet that, we're living back in Pittsburgh.
So they all know now.
It's been pretty quiet so far being back, and it's just really, really nice.
Actually, that's got to be very different than I would imagine a town like Nashville. I'll bet it's tight enough that, in your circle, pretty immediately.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what did you study at Pitt?
I went to Pitt I have a marketing degree.
Serves you well. That makes total sense.
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel like an undergrad marketing degree. I love Pitt. I loved going to Pitt, and part of moving back to Pittsburgh was wanting to be close to the Cathedral of Learning and go there all the time. This year I was home. I happened to be in Pittsburgh for my last birthday, and on my birthday I just went to the cathedral myself and walked around. It's just there's something about that atmosphere that I'm drawn to.
Pitt does a lot of things really well. Mm-hmm. I went to Carnegie Mellon, and Pitt is so attached to the community and to different modes of learning. Not to say other schools aren't, but I'm just amazed at what Pitt's able to do. Well, it's been nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
I do want to encourage you to check out Blues of Colors. You can also check out the band Blue of Colors, which is Steve's solo work. And then you can check out Punchline. And Steve Zabosley is going to do one more for us. And I think it's a Punchline song.
Yeah, this is a Punchline song that's called Universe, which the first song that I played, Your Face, that I said I wrote on the subway, I wrote this song earlier that day. So it was a great day.
Great day for songwriting. And this was probably a rare acoustic version, right? You're usually playing this with the band?
Totally, yeah. So this song is called Universe. You can look it up on YouTube.
I've been floating in the night sky, on a ship that's stuck on standby. Your voice reminds me I'm real. I made a choice and now I wait here, orbiting the earth for five long years, our lives like magnetic fields. You are my universe, you are my universe, and I'm just a planet, and I can't stand it. My only link left to humankind is the only one that I want on the landline. Calling mission control. What if this is a black hole? Do you think we'll ever meet, and would it change everything? When she asks me, I thought we can take it. I tell her we can take it across the entire universe. You are my universe, and I'm just a planet, and I can't stand. You never saw it coming at all. I bet you never saw it coming. But it's so nice to meet you. You are my universe. You are my universe. I'm just a planet. I can't stand it. You are my universe. You are my universe. I'm just a planet, and I can't stand it. But I am humble to be in your world. I'm humble to be in your world. I'm so humble to be in your world.
Steve Sabosley, thank you.